USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A verdict is expected as early as today in the case brought by special counsel against Michael Sussman, a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. The case is John Durham's first to go to trial since he was appointed 3 years ago to find out the dirty players in the Trump-Russia investigation. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced European Union leaders agreed Monday to block most Russian oil imports due to the invasion of Ukraine. The 27 EU member countries effectively will cut around 90% of oil imports from Russia by the end of the year. Canada's government introduced legislation Monday to implement a national freeze on the sale and purchase of handguns and also ban some toys that look like guns. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters the new measures were needed as gun violence was increasing. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Turkey is rejecting the latest applicants that want into NATO. Their claim is that the countries harbor terrorists.
Turkey is telling the United States it wants concrete steps from Finland and Sweden if they were to consider the two countries' NATO bids. Turkey has rejected their bids because they say those nations harbor people that are deemed terrorists by Turkey. A spokesman for Turkey said Sweden and Finland must take concrete steps regarding terrorist organizations that threaten Turkey's national security. Both Sweden and Finland say they condemn terrorism and are open to dialogue. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Shanghai authorities say they will take some steps Wednesday towards reopening China's largest city after a two-month COVID-19 lockdown that has bottled up millions of people in their homes. The vice mayor of Shanghai is reporting full bus and subway service will be restored, as will basic rail connections with the rest of China. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Primary early voting is taking place today in South Carolina under new voting laws in the Palmetto State. Republican representative from South Carolina, Nancy Mace on Fox News, talks about the needs of South Carolinians.
And it means that Republicans need to show independence that our message and our policies and our values are what are going to lead our country out of the mess that Joe Biden has created, because he has been on the wrong side of every single issue. And today marks the first day we have a new law, new voting laws in the state of South Carolina that Governor Henry McMaster signed into law. And you can vote early for the over the course of the next 2 weeks. And I will tell you, South Carolinian families are worried about inflation. They're worried about the price of groceries and food when they go to the store. They're worried about gas prices, and they're worried about the southern border.
With the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, officials are considering knocking the school to the ground and rebuilding it.
Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, says federal funds may be provided to raise and rebuild the elementary school where 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting. Gutierrez saying President Biden suggested the idea of using federal grants to build a new school and pay for the long-term health care needs of the community. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is in Madison, Illinois this weekend. Madison is a suburb of St. Louis. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.